I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. The Commonwealth Games are set to open in New Delhi in less than a week, but there's already a race to the finish line for cleaners and other workers at the Athletes' Village. They're doing their best to tackle the dirt, the flooding, and other problems at the site. The BBC's Tinku Ray in Delhi has this update.
It's been a roller coaster ride for Delhi as it hurtles towards the Commonwealth Games. The city has been a flurry of activity for weeks, but a lack of coordination, a bridge collapse, and the heaviest rains for over 60 years have left the organisers scrambling. Criticism in the run-up to the Games has been scathing, with some countries threatening to withdraw altogether. At the Athletes' Village, crews are still trying to finish work on the apartments. Just last week, some participating countries called the housing uninhabitable and filthy. When I visited this weekend, things looked better. I saw a well-laid-out complex with a multi-ethnic food lounge, manicured lawns and musical fountains. Over half of the apartments are now polished and ready for the athletes who have begun to arrive. Some athletes have been forced to stay in hotels. But organisers say ultimately there will be housing for everyone. They just won't say when that will be. Those who are already staying in the village, though, are happy with the accommodations. Stuart Tosh is the general team manager of Northern Ireland.
There has been an awful lot of hard work going on here. Certainly it's a very welcoming place. There are a lot of facilities here. There's a lot of things that the athletes will be able to enjoy when they are here. And I think this is comparable to any village anywhere in the world that you're likely to come across such an event.
There's still a lot of work to be done to do the final touches in some of the venues, and certainly there's more work to be done in the village. It's not over yet.
That's Mike Fennell, president of the Commonwealth Games Federation. He's been especially critical of the preparations. He's had to move up his arrival date in India to make sure everything is actually ready before Sunday's opening ceremony. Let's go. The official song for the big event is by Oscar-winning composer A.R. Rahman. Let's go. Even the popular Rahman was not spared. This is a peppier version of the original song. That one was criticised as being too dull. Lord Meghnad Desai is a member of the British House of Lords, who is of Indian descent. He says while it may seem like chaos to outside observers, it's normal for how Indians do things.
I think it's a very typical Indian delivery. It would have surprised everyone. It was completely faultless. But faultless is not how India does anything. I mean, it's sort of like a Bollywood film. You know, there are also the tragedies and comedies, but eventually there is a triumphant climax and everybody's happy ever after. I think that is something which might happen.
It'll be a very expensive failure if there is no happy ever after. Estimates for the cost of the Games range between $2 to $6 billion. A leading Indian think tank said today that all the negative publicity could cost India billions in future business and investment. But Suresh Kalmadi, who heads the organising committee, insists the Games have already provided a benefit for Delhi.
New airport, which is a legacy for Delhi. Are you going to take into account the metro which is coming from the airport? It's for the city. City moves ahead 5 to 10 years because of the Games.
As preparations come together, the biggest threat looming now is terrorism. You can see police and paramilitary forces everywhere in Delhi. There are an estimated 150,000 security personnel to protect all venues, the participants and the spectators. Despite this, there was an alert at the Athletes' Village today. A cobra was found to be hanging out in one of the apartments. For The World, this is Tinku Ray in New Delhi.